You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. The energy of money. The energy of money. The energy of money. Today, I'm talking about the energy, the energetics of money. Adversity. Adversity is the foundation of success, right? And the reason why I believe adversity is the foundation of success is because I find that some of the most successful, well-paid, self-made, rich bitch energy, right? Just balling out of control, whether that's with financial wealth and prosperity or just, you know, because wealth to me is all around. Success, abundance, it should hit every aspect of your life. Not just long money, but you want to have great relationships and you want to be physically fit and attractive and healthy, right? In your mind, you have to have a clear mind. And what I have found is this something about adversity, people who just have to go through shit, people who've been through some things. I say I like my bananas a little bit bruised, a little bit blue bruised, because it means they're sweeter. They've been through some things, right? It seems to be the secret elixir as to how and why some people end up with a lot of money energy, heavy on the money energy, heavy on the money energy, and others don't. Be the alchemist of your life. Transmute all that pain, all that heartbreak, all that sorrow and loneliness, and even disappointment into something usable. Pain is fuel. Pain is fuel. Pain is how the universe rewards stupidity and willful ignorance. Right? In school, you take the lessons, you read the material, right? You read the material, and then you discuss, and you take notes, and you listen to lectures, and then you take the test, right? You take the test. But in life, it's a little different, right? In this simulation, right? Pain is how the universe rewards you, grades you, judges you, and critiques you. So the core meaning of that is pain is a good teacher. Pain is a good teacher. Pain is a good teacher. Yeah, she's, yeah, big brain, pain. Pain is a great teacher. And as long as you're ignorant of something, you will get pain, right? It's the only way we change. It's the only way we turn around. It's the only way we learn to do something different. You get your feelings hurt enough, you start moving a little different, right? Most people, though, consider life a battle. And I know sometimes when I'm describing it and I'm talking about it, I use certain terms and phrases and vocabulary, right? And dialect, as if it is warfare, when really it's not a battle, it's not war, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. Jim Camp, in his book Start With No, The Negotiating Tools That Pros Don't Want You to Know, he said if you're not working on behalf of your own mission and purpose, you're working on behalf of someone else's, right? And how is, like, no cap, right? These days, I'm studying more Nobel Prize winners. I'm studying champions and winners at a variety of differing walks of life. Because human nature is pretty much the same as to how we all figure things out. And so, see, when I'm teaching myself, I know that I have to pull from sources that are higher. My reach has to exceed the level I'm at, right? And I want to study the motherfuckers at the top. I'm extremely fascinated by men and women who especially have overcome all manner of odds, who have overcome the ghetto, who have overcome the hood, who have overcome the barrio, who have overcome the slums, right? And made it to the upper echelons of their society. Those who are the best of the best of the best of the best. Those who play music the best. Those who sing the best. Those who dance the best. Those who have the best hook shot. Those who are the MVPs. Those who build corporations and companies that become empires, right? That's who I'm studying. That's who I'm studying. That's who I'm reading up on. Because what I'm finding is, in the backbone of everybody's story, who's at the top, specifically with the most money, self-made, not born into it, not inheritance, right? Not even really those who stole and pillaged and plundered, but that's a different conversation. But those who started from the bottom, straight to the top. There is an old saying, no man is your enemy. No man is your friend. Every man is your teacher. No man is your enemy. No man is your friend. Every man is your teacher. And when you look at everybody like that, when you have that perspective, you then begin to judge people fairly, because you can learn something from everybody. You can learn from the children. You can learn from the very, very old. You want to learn about what's important and how much shit don't fucking matter? Get around some old heads. Get around some elderly, your old great, great aunts, your big mama. Way back when, pop, old grandpa, right? They will put things in perspective for you. Because they've raised children, they've been married and divorced, they've had multiple careers. A lot of them may have been to war or been in the military and traveled all over the fucking globe, right? They are rich universities of wisdom. They are master teachers. Everyone is a master teacher in disguise. And the more someone has an impact and an influential impact on you, the more of a master teacher they are in your reality. It doesn't matter if it's somebody you're hearing on a podcast or listening to on YouTube. It doesn't matter if it's someone that you grew up in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter if it's someone you've never met. You've just merely tasted glimpses of them, heard snippets of their voice, but their energy moves you, touches you, impacts and influences you. These are master teachers. I want to get myself to the best outcome mindset. The best outcome mindset. How can I get the most amount of money? How can I use the most amount of this time for the greatest benefit? Right? A winner's mindset. How do I hit what I'm aiming for? First, have something to aim for. But how do I outrun and how do I outlast everyone around me, even my old self, right? We're living during one of the, if not the biggest redistribution of wealth in the history of financial systems, okay? Let that marinate. We're living during one of the biggest redistribution of wealth in the history of financial systems. And if you've been with me long enough, you've been rocking with me long enough, you know this has been a thread in what I've always said. But certain years, certain decades and dispensations move the needle a little further and a little more. We're living Listen, living by the old head prevailing wisdom, it just simply won't cut it. It won't cut it. What I mean by this is the world we live in is literally an ascended system. It is an ascended system. It is a system in ascension. It is a system that the old ways are not enough. We are moving into a time of NFTs, and anybody who's close to me knows I'm heavy on this right now. You've got to tap in and learn about this shit. Tap in, because a lot of times we're the last to get to some shit, and by the time we get to it, it's saturated and all the diamonds have been pillaged. You got to learn how to get to the motherfucking gold mine, get to the gold rush before the crowd does, before the herd does, right? And listen, this is a different day and age. The world is smaller. Algorithms guide us, study us. For a lot of us, when is the last time you got a paper check? Or even cash for that matter? Everything is electronic. Everything is digital. This is a system in ascension. Stay with me. $7 trillion, $7 trillion was injected into the marketplace that didn't exist 24 months ago. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. In the next 5 to 10 years, this world is going to look like such a different landscape. The way we do so many things will be different. Now, how we get about that and how we get there will be different. As we can see, these past 2 years, it was a so-called, quote-unquote, global pandemic, the likes of which none of us had ever seen. I'd never seen Easter Sunday canceled. I'd never seen the streets of New York City empty, the streets of Italy empty, right? This was a new thing. And I'm saying more will come. We're going to see more tsunamis. We're going to see more earthquakes. We're going to see more mass destruction events that a lot of people would call end times prophecy, appearing as though it's coming to pass, right? You got to pay attention. But $7 trillion was injected into the marketplace that didn't exist 24 months ago. So we're talking about massive influx of the energy of money. Some will say they can just type in a few numbers on a computer screen, and that is the lump of your net worth. That's the lump of how much you're worth, right? For some of us, it's our homes, that's our little piece of the pie. For some of us who own businesses, or who own assets, are you with me? Who own things that are income producing? Do you follow me? That's where a lump of your net worth and a lump of your wealth and what represents how much you can bring to the motherfucking table. You feel me? But for others, they have nothing other than a few digits on a computer screen, or when you log into the app for your bank on your phone, right? That's how much you're worth. That's the energy. That's the size, the breadth, the texture, and the depth of the money energetics, or the energy of money that you possess. Notice, I didn't say it's how much you could potentially earn or how much you are actually worth in potentiality. Nor did I say, listen, never find yourself spending more money than you can make. Never find yourself spending more money than you can make. Because the underlying point beneath that is, if you get into the habit of spending it before you even get it, you're already living You're already living in the attitude and the direction and the projection and the trajectory of somebody who lacks, because you are always in the deficit. You are always in the red. You are always in the negative. If you notice, people who, even if it's you, it might be you. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but people who are always overdrafting, always needing to borrow money, always robbing Peter to pay Paul, always having more month at the end of their money. Two things are happening. You either need to learn how to bring in more income, and you don't know how to make or bring in more income. And all that means is this. It doesn't mean that you're an idiot. It just means you don't know how to get to more. You may need to learn some new things so you can learn how to get to the next bracket, the next rung in the ladder, right? People who make $40,000 a year is because they don't fully, truly know how to make $400,000 a year. And people who make $400,000 a year, sometimes they just, that's a lot, but they don't know how to make 400 million. Okay. And there are people who know how and have learned through either trial or error, or, you know, downloaded something. They know how to make 400 million. The energy of money. You got to have your mind already there. Your mind, your heart, your spirit. Once you have money, you can make money. I say this all the time. People with bad credit, people who have bad credit, unfortunately, they get treated the worst. It's expensive to be poor. It's expensive to be poor. Because if you're already doing bad, bad just keeps piling on. Because that too is a program. You end up having to pay more. You end up having to put more of a down payment down. You end up getting hit over the head with rates and fees and fees and fees and fees, right? When the people who have it, banks give it to you. Oh, you're a millionaire. You know how to do well with your money. You know how to pay your bills. Here, let me give you some more money. And really what people don't know is that money, the energy, is just like you're courting somebody or dating somebody or trying to holler at somebody. And money rocks with some people more than others. That's why some people, no matter what they do, they got it. You could take it from them today. They'll have it back in the next 24 months, plus interest. And I'm saying to you, I'm talking it because I'm living it. Everything in my life I own. I own my home. I own my business. I own my brand. Because you got to get to a certain mindset where no matter what happens, they can take it from you today and you can run your shit back up like nobody's goddamn business. Do you hear me? I'm talking to you right now. Never find yourself in a predicament which makes it easy for you to get fucked. Because if you give off the pheromones that it's easy to be fucked, you're gonna get fucked. And I don't mean that in a romantic way. That's how it really works. Once you have money, you can make money. Believing is seeing, not the other way around. Get rid of all consumer debt. Really all debt if you can. What I mean by consumer debt: bullshit ass store credit cards, right? Macy's card, Home Depot card. It's bullshit, right? But really all debt: car notes, student loans, a bad lease, you know, but because debt, realistically, you want to knock it down as much as you can. Because a debt is a ball and chain. It keeps you in a type of bondage. And the powers that be know that. Why do we go to school? We go to school to learn how to be good on a job. To perform well so that you can make money. because you have to eat and you have to have a roof over your head. And there are things you're going to want in this life that costs. Cash flow is king. Cash flow is king. Money needs to be flowing in your life. And some people believe that if they can somehow scrimp enough and hoard enough, that more will come to them. And that's just not how money or the energy of money works. Again, money is an energy. It's a frequency. And it's also, it has memory. It has intelligence. It can be attracted to you. It likes to be in certain places more than others. And you have to have all the streams of income that you could potentially have going at any given time. You want them always flowing. You don't want your shit to get stagnant. You don't want it to look like a swamp. You want it to always be flowing like a clean river that's fresh and new every day. And that takes discipline. That takes discipline. That takes discipline. For some, that looks like budgeting. For some, that looks like getting a better job. For some, that looks like getting linked with somebody that got it, so that you can A, have their covering as a protection, and B, you can learn from them how to get it. Two incomes are always better than one. Two incomes are always better than one. That's fundamental, and so many people miss that point. It's sad. Who are you associated with? Who is in your top five? It's not what you do to earn money. It's not what you do to earn money. Because I'm not clowning anybody's job. All work is honorable. But you know, when you know when I need to bring in a little more, or I need more because I'm hungry and I'm thirsty and I'm not fully sated, right? Or I want this new home, or I want this new car, or I want to be able to travel to this country, and this is how much it's going to cost, and I want to get from point A to point B, right? That's what this is about. It's not what you do to earn money. It's what you do with the money you have. That's what counts. You never truly become financially free until the income from your assets, because having assets is truly a must in this ascended system. Having one sole single job is not an option today. I'm telling you. And understand this, going into the year 2022 and 2023, multiple sources of income is a must. I don't care if you got to go out there and sell some motherfucking socks and oranges and go to the Goodwill and get some shit and put it on eBay and put it, you feel me? But you got to have more coming into your house, into your coffers, into the treasury of your life. You got to have more than just that one little job. You never truly become financially free until at the end of the month, when all the bills are paid and you have groceries and you have all the little things you want to do that's paid for and you've chumped your debt down. It means you still got a whole lot of shit going on in the bank. You got a whole lot of mattress money. You sitting on stacks still, right? It doesn't have to be millions and billions. But understand the energy of money. You'll never get wealthy working for money. You'll never get wealthy working for money, as in a J-O-B, just over broke. You'll be able to pay your bills. You'll be able to keep food on the table, and that's it. As the kids, how do they say it? That's it. That's it, baby. But no real growth potential. So it keeps you in a hamster wheel. It keeps you on the rat wheel. The rat race. Because now you're making more money, but you trying to keep up low key, subconsciously, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're trying to keep up, right, with the Johnsons, because they got a new Benz. Now you gotta get it. You gotta go get a new Benz. Or if you can't get a new Benz, you're gonna go get something new. Cause they clowning, they looking good, they shining, they having things. And we do things like we get on these social media apps, we get on these Facebooks and Instagram and Snapchat, and we see how everybody else is winning, when in reality everybody else is showing you their best. They're showing, it's really fiction. It's theater at its greatest. It's theater. Okay. And you're seeing people going on their vacations and having their, you know, gender reveals and getting married, and they're off in the tropics and they're sipping expensive champagne and they're in their new car with the big, right, Cuban links, and you feel me? But guess what? That's not even what it's about. I'm talking about really having it. I'm talking about really sitting on it. I'm talking about really 7 and 8 figures in real life. I'm talking about owning your shit. Owning your shit. Fuck all this paying rent and nickel and diming and laying away everything in your goddamn life and minimum payment. Because see, that's a mindset. That's a mindset. That's a spirit. That's an attitude. That's an energy. And it's steeped in poverty. Because for a lot of us, that's all we know. Because for a lot of us, we don't come from shit. That's what I'm talking about today. And just because you come from the mud don't mean you gotta stay in that motherfucker. Just because you come from the sun, you don't gotta stay there. That's who I'm talking to. Invest time. Because if you got time to surf the internet, you got time to be on YouTube, you got time to mindlessly scroll on motherfucking TikTok, then you guess what? You got time to learn how to do this. Invest time in buying, building, or creating income producing assets. Those assets become your employees. Do you hear me? Those assets become your employees, minus the attitude, microaggressions, and boring ass motherfucking personality. So if you want a Wraith, because it's okay to want a Wraith. It's okay to want a Wraith. If you want a Wraith or a Bugatti, right? You want a Wraith. You want a Bugatti, right? You want a Phantom. Learn how to buy income producing assets. I'm talking about investments, stocks, shares. And stocks are not very expensive. It just takes some time and research. And now especially, you got to get tapped in on the crypto, on the blockchain. I'm talking about an apartment building. I'm talking about a duplex, a house. A house you can Airbnb. Imagine owning a house and people paid you $5,000 a month to live there. Imagine what that could do for the energy of your money. Imagine what that could do for your net worth. Imagine what that could do for your for the legacy. Imagine what that could do for your wardrobe. Imagine what that could do for how you look. A lot of us, you know, they say having money, you know, money doesn't make you happy. But what I believe is that having money makes it more bearable and palatable for when you are sad or depressed or miserable. Having money means getting your teeth fixed, having it to get your children's teeth fixed, to get the cavities in your mouth filled, right? To get your teeth cleaned. Having money is paying for your children to attend the finest schools where they actually learn things and they're not treated like prisoners. Having money is the ability to have your house cleaned, to be able to get a personal trainer, to be able to eat the finest food in the best restaurants, and not having to scrimp and eat from the bottom. Having money is being able to give more, to do more, because you really can't help anybody if you're doing worse than them, right? The only way you can get in a position to help the most amount of people is if you're at an elevated energetic state. And having money is just a byproduct of that. It's a printout of having that going on for you. Even something as simple as investing or inventing things or find things at an antique shop that you can sell on Amazon or Alibaba, you feel me? All action, all decision begins with vision. Without vision, there is no action. And you can run, but you can't keep running. You can run, but you can't keep running. And you can't hide. If you run away, your problems will run right after you. Be undisturbed by a situation, and it'll fall away of its own weight. A lot of us stay up at night, you worried about shit. You thinking about shit. You thinking about your relationship. You thinking about your mom or the last argument you had with your father. You're thinking about your kids. Some of you have, your kids are going through things. And you're up all night worrying about that. I'm here to tell you today, you have to learn to be undisturbed by whatever is going on outside of you and stay focused on getting your energy up, getting your frequency up, getting your mind right, getting your mind right. Your job is not to be liked. Your job is not to be liked. It's nobody's job for the world to like them. Now, it's great if you're likable, but it's not your job. Your job is to be respected and effective. Because people who are respected can draw more to them. If you're respected. In other words, it pushes you up a little bit on the totem pole wherever you are. Right? It pushes you up if you're respected. People respect you. You're more likely to get favors. You're more likely to get your name mentioned in certain rooms. See, you gotta get in better rooms. And it's your job to be effective. It's your job to leave shit better than you found it. I don't care what anyone says. It should be everybody's goal to leave shit better than they found it. Because what happens is everybody has an attitude of, that ain't my problem. Not my problem. I don't got to worry about it. They don't got to pay for it. They don't have to deal with it. So fuck it. And that's, guess what? That too is an energy. That too is an attitude. That too is a frequency. And when you have that attitude, don't shit come to you but struggle and hard time. I'm telling you what I know today. Results are not valid goals. Results are not valid goals. Results are just, it's kind of a way of keeping score to let you know kind of where you are. How do you want to know where you are in life? Look at your results. Look at your results. Your results are never going to lie to you. You know when you're doing good in life. Because certain things are resulting in your life. You know if you cheated on your diet, you're going to get the results. You're not going to get the results you wanted, but you're going to get results. Right? Money has nothing to do with a valid mission and purpose per se. The only valid goals are those you can control. And what do we control? We control behavior, our behavior, our words, our actions, our activity, our effort, our attitude. That's it. And another problem though with concentrating sometimes just on money and power, like if you say, you know, I want to get money. I'm saying to you, you have to have a holistic approach. That's what I'm talking about today. Having a holistic approach. Mind, body, and soul. It can't just be, I'm going to work. Something got to be going on with your heart. Something has to be going on with your aura. With your circle. With your village. With your tribe. Right? With your community. You got to be giving. Imagine if you helped 1 billion people. How many of you know if you help a billion people, guess what? You're going to get back from a billion different, you feel me? Everything is a reflection. And so if you're pattering off and swinging off good things to a million people, a million good things are going to reverberate and boomerang right back at you. But a lot of times the problem with concentrating on money and power as a mission and purpose is that you're scorekeeping, and scorekeeping means you're thinking about results over which you have no real control. Florence Scovel Shin said, "The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy." I say all the time, my son is my, if there is karma, because I don't completely believe in karma the way most people do. But if there is karma, it's my son, right? The Bible says the sins of the father fall on the sons. In every area, in every room you enter, in every city you enter, in every business you enter, in any relationship you enter, no assumptions, no expectations. No assumptions, no expectations. You can only receive what you see yourself receiving. The subconscious mind has no sense of humor. And the problem is people often joke themselves into unhappy experiences. Whatever you do, never get desperate. Neediness will have a dramatic, always negative effect. Be in bondage to no man. Be in bondage to no man. Your word is your wand. The words you speak, right? The words you speak. What you allow is what will continue. Your silence is complicity. Your ultimate form of defense is a self-educated mind. What did I say earlier? Pain is how the universe rewards ignorance, whether it's willful ignorance and stupidity. When you know shit, when you know things, and you execute and act on certain things, you get results. You get better results than others. You get better results than everybody else when you know more and you know the right things. Is reading up and learning about 5 million years ago and the Is that going to help you? Is that going to help you get your racks up? Is that going to help you get your bag up? Is that going to help you bring in a little bit more coin? The ultimate weapon is a self-educated mind, right? Got me fucked up, right? A lot of us, we have to fight to show our intelligence. A lot of times, women, we're challenged and we have to show how much we know, how smart we are, right? Or because you're black, right? It will always be your mind, how you think, how your thoughts are engineered that create and sustain your reality. That's why some people are living a life of luxury and others are living a life of struggle and poverty. The mind. The thoughts, the actions, the relationships. Certain people got bigger plugs. You got to get bigger plugs, better plugs. That's why, again, I've said it before. Two or three kids could come from the same household, same two parents, same upbringing, went to the same schools, drank the same water, lived in the same everything. And one go on to become a successful multimillionaire, and one end up under the freeways, and one just a bump on the log. That's why you have so much suspended development. You have people that are you know, 50 and 60 years old, but they live the life of an 18-year-old. They at home playing video games. Got 16 degrees, and you still at your mama's house, and you 50. Again, I'm not here to clown. I'm not here to judge. But then you have some people who are 25 and 30, and they are living their best life, making 6 and 7 figures. Got the relationship they want. Got a fine-ass motherfucker they sleeping with. Look good, smell good. Everything they eat is lit. If they want to get on a flight and be in New York tonight, or they want to go to Paris, they can do it. And they're not even 30. How is that? How is that? How? Is it? How is that possible? That we live in this one same world in so many different realities. You can manifest a life of ease, or you can manifest a life of turmoil. And look at your life and how it looks right now. Full stop. Look at your life. Look where you live, how you live, the kind of food you eat, the way you dress, the things you own, what you do day in and day out. You manifested that. You are manifesting everything that you're living. You manifested it. That has always been your choice. And for those who know what I'm talking about, everything you want is coming. Because see, first you learn how to manifest the little things. You learn how to manifest a partner. You learn how to manifest winning something or traveling somewhere. I've manifested wanting to go to a country so bad and found a way for it to come to me. Some people, you might have to learn, you know, some people, they do it by manipulating people. Some people learn, they steal things, but they get it. Because this energy works for the good and the bad. It doesn't have a preference. It doesn't know the difference between people with ill intent and people with good intent. It just works the way it works. Some people use it, they use the energy to teach them how to scam, and they get it that way. Somebody said, if you want a couple $1 million, rob a bank. But if you want to rob whole nations and whole countries, right? Own a bank, right? Right? Let the universe pick the timing and the way. Don't worry about the why. Don't worry about the how. Let the universe pick the timing and the way. That might look like, as soon as you start getting good at this, you lose all the people that you thought fucked with you. It might mean that you lose that best friend who's been your friend for life. Y'all fall out for some odd, crazy reason. It might mean that you get divorced. It might mean that your relationship begins to dissolve and break down. Don't question the why. Don't question the why. Because sometimes that's the way the wheels need to turn to get you to where you need to be. For real. You just need to trust. Let go and let God. Every now and then. Let go. Stop holding on. Let go. Trust that what you want is coming. Know it. See it. Smell it. Taste it. Proclaim it. I don't give a fuck what's going on in the world. Proclaim what you want. Speak that only, and speak it frequently, and watch how fast it comes. Just because it's not happening as fast as you want it to, doesn't mean it's not coming to pass. Delay isn't denial. You gotta get real patient, period. You just can't go out into the world spending emotional energy in the effort to be liked, to be smart, to be important. Like, y'all really allow too many people who don't matter to have an impact on your life. I wish I would give a fuck about what somebody thinks about me. Especially somebody who's not paying my bills. They not fucking me. They not feeding me. You think I'm supposed to give a fuck about what you goddamn think? A lot of y'all, y'all got the game fucked up. If you do not run your subconscious mind yourself, someone else will run it for you. Watch your thoughts. Watch your words. Bruce Lee said, don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. Words are energy and cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak about yourself and you can change your life. What you're not changing, you're also choosing. Rest in peace, Bruce Lee. What a wise, wise, wise master teacher. What a wise master teacher. What you condemn in others is what comes to you. That's why you got to really check yourself on judging people and speaking down on shit you don't understand. Because if you talk shit about somebody, somebody's talking shit about you. And the exact measure in how you're talking shit about somebody is how you'll be, the level of how you'll even see yourself a lot of times. Because as you judge, you are judged. That's why you should never judge people. People who really know me, they say, you know, Brandy, I really rock with you because I love how I feel around you. I love how you just don't judge nothing. You don't judge me. Again, I know people who are strippers. I know pimps, real pimps. I'm from California. I'm from LA. We built different. I know real Hollywood pimps, real pimps from Oakland. When they talk about pimps and on the track, that's real. I know gangsters. I know killers. I know people who have scammed motherfuckers in the smithereens. And I don't judge any of them. I don't judge anybody. Because I don't want that smoke. Not because I'm trying to be, you know. Not because I'm trying to be Mother Teresa with it. It's because I don't want the smoke. Stay in your lane. It's not about some old religious shit. It's about what you lay out for yourself. It's about what you lay out for yourself. The energy that you lay out for others is the energy that will be laid out for you. Create your own destiny. Make an affirmation immediately upon waking. Start today. This is a good time. We just had daylight savings time and right. It's a new month. It's a new season. Make an affirmation immediately upon waking. If you got to tape it to your ceiling to remember, do that. For example, thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle and wonders shall never cease. Speak that. Make this a habit. And you'll see wonders. You'll see miracles. You'll run into people. Right, that baller might notice you. Right, the one that you just been checking for, all of a sudden they in your DMs. You might see a beautiful tree when you drive into the store. Right, you might fuck around and get a free chai latte at Starbucks. Just little things. And then the more you do it, the bigger the miracles, the bigger the little, that's sweet, that's nice. So I always wake up and I say, the best shit happens to me. The best things always happen to me. Things are always working out for me. And you know what? They do. And do. The body doesn't know the difference between an experience and a thought. You can literally, overnight, that fast, change your biology, change your neurocircuitry, change your chemistry, your hormones, and your genes down to your DNA by simply having an inner event. I don't fuck with this world. I'm in this world. I'm not of this world. What does this mean? I decided a long time ago I'm not participating in no goddamn COVID-19. I'm not getting it, and I'm not associated with it. It's not a part of my reality, and it's not. Simple things. Not easy, simple. As above, so below. As within, so without. As the universe, so the soul. Your mission is to save yourself from recycling back into the third dimension. Ultimately. But while you're here, while you're here in this third 3D dimension, having a high money energy is going to make it enjoyable. It's going to make it palatable. It's going to make it easier. It's going to be more exciting like that. You're going to be able to do more, go more, have more, be more, help more. You can't leave shit if you don't have shit to leave to the kids, right? You can't defeat your demons if you're still enjoying their company. That's going to hit somebody tomorrow. People don't leave you, nor do you leave them. People do not leave you, nor do you leave them. What happens is you gradually vibrate out of each other's lives. Like I said, when this shit start happening for you, when the wheel really start moving in the engine in your spirit, you're going to notice some shit might fall off. And it's like, wow. But if you don't know any better, you'll take that as a bad thing and get discouraged. But if you're smart, with wisdom, you understand what's really going on. Certain people are being moved out of the way and certain voids are being created so better can come. The energy of money. Don't deny any aspects of who you are. A healthy soul is a whole soul. No is not a rejection. It's redirection, right? Your mission is to save yourself and to save your soul from recycling back into third dimension. A lot of us started out in the negative, right? A lot of us were raised by folks who never had assets or anything nice. Or they have terrible relationships with money. And they have bad credit. They got debt. They're apartment dwellers. They have no plan, no savings. Just down bad, right? We didn't have the conversations in our early childhood about wealth, about money. And so a lot of us start out our relationships with money in pain and suffering. Student loan debt, car notes, credit card debt, hospital bills. Few of us know what it feels like to have our education paid for free and clear, right? Being gifted with a new house or inheriting a business or inheriting stocks and shares or inheriting a trust fund, right? One of the worst things you can do, though, is only hang around people playing at the same level as you. Get around people playing bigger. It's all about proximity. Right? Have you ever noticed, sidebar, how historically the poorest, most impoverished peoples through the ages even have also been the most religious? Big Bibles. No wealth. No money. Right? Paycheck to paycheck. We are all products of our socioeconomic milieu. Our parents and their parents. That's what you are a product of. Ask yourself, do you want your kids to end up like you or your parents? Really think about that. Or do you want more for them? When's the last time you did something for the first time? Really ask yourself, what new need can I feel? What new problem can I solve? Be motherfucking useful. That's how. Otherwise, you're just surviving. You're just moving in a loop. Again, buy, build, or create income-producing assets. Buy them, build them, or create them, or all of the above. You might have to align with better people because that's usually where it starts. You got to get around better people, get around better quality people who know more than you, doing more than you, smarter than you, so you can stretch. And if you can't get around better people physically, get around them through books and podcasts and webinars and lectures and audiobooks and self-education. Travel. Get out of your zip code. Get out of your area code. Get out of your city. Get out of your country, your county. Get equity. You want to own, not just spend and consume. How many things do you acquaint yourself with each and every day that you can say you have total ownership over? Again, you need access to a higher level of people and a higher level of information. Stop finding significance in being a victim and learn how to reverse engineer shit. You'll never go broke as long as you have something to sell, something to flip. Study sales techniques, study marketing. Everything is marketing. I've said it before, I study clout marketing, study empathic selling. When you sell to people and they don't even know they're being sold, work to get better. Alan Watts said, "There is a price to be paid for every increase in consciousness. We cannot be more sensitive to pleasure without being more sensitive to pain. And by remembering the past, we can plan for the future. But the ability to plan for the future is offset by the ability to dread pain and to fear the unknown. Take appropriate psychological steps to improve your health, your heart, your mind, your life." What does that mean? You might need to get physical. You might need to get out there and go running. You might need to start working out. You might need to stop drinking bullshit, right? Have targets, wealth targets, health targets, i.e., for instance, I'm going to lose 40 pounds in the next 6 months. That's a target. Or I'm going to earn $5 million in the next 12 months. That's a target. Be able to run I'm going to be able to run a 5K in less than 30 minutes. I'm going to give myself another 9 months to get there. That's a target. And you consistently want to be working to beat your personal best. Masaru once said, the researcher over how speaking changes the molecular structure of water. He said, if you understand that everything is energy, you can also understand that everything you think, believe, and feel consists of energy. So your attitude or focus vibrates, and those vibrations affect the quantum fields that underlie, constitute, and determine the outcome of physical matter. We talking about dark matter. We talking about moving energy and manipulating energy and playing with it. So your focus actually has the power to alter the appearance of your physical circumstances. Somebody not gonna get this till next week. We need to be already working with the blueprint and raw materials of 2022. Thank you so much for listening.